Proclamation number 1827 dated the February 24th, 1941. Coming in the clouds. Rapture? Just a little while longer and you will see me coming in the clouds, and you will cheer and rejoice and be happy that the scripture has fulfilled itself. And the righteous will hear my voice sound delightful to them. But those who deny me will be horror-struck and want to run away from me. Yet the judgment will catch up with them wherever it may be. For once the day has come which I specified as the judgment, everyone will be held to account and be incapable of escaping the judgment. And my loyal followers will give thanks and sing my praises that I have revealed myself to them. They will worship me in spirit and in truth. And when they behold me, they will be imbibed by profound love for me and subsequently serve me with most heartfelt dedication. For I will need willing and devoted servants after the time of the judgment. I want to establish a community and give it a task. It is my will that people who recognize me and proclaim my teaching shall unite, and if they work together, the community shall be powerful everywhere. But I want to exclude those who are intolerant and haughty, for they endanger the small group of my faithful servants. I want to be in their midst, and thus sincere humility and love is to be inherent in people with whom I am in loving harmony. And if I sit enthroned in the clouds, I will lift up whoever so loves me that their hearts long to meet me. And I will take them to a place where no suffering and sorrow exist. I will create a new home for them. I will shape the earth anew and prepare it to receive these faithful servants of mine who henceforth will work for me and in my will. And then there will be a time of peace on earth. People will live in love. They will honor and love God and in truth will be my children, to whom I descend in order to feast with them. And I will join people together and bless the union, and a new, spiritually highly developed generation will come forth which will receive my word from me, which will humbly bow down to me and yet be united with me in deepest love. Amen.